AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. One executive with the Miami Marlins says all he could do is scream in disbelief. The team's ace pitcher, Jose Fernandez, was killed in a boating accident overnight in Miami Beach. He was 24. Fernandez tried three times to come to the U.S. from Cuba. He became a U.S. citizen just last year. Marlins team president David Sampson says Fernandez's life was a story well told.
When you talk about someone whose personality could outshine his talent, normally it's the other way around. And in this case, his love of family and the game and being Jose.
Marlins manager Don Mattingly was in tears.
Jose, I just when I think about Jose, it's going to be thinking of that little kid. I see such a little boy in him.
Jose Fernandez and two others were killed when the boat crashed into a jetty. Tomorrow is debate number one in the race for president. Hillary Clinton's running mate, Tim Kaine, says Donald Trump doesn't respect people as much as Hillary Clinton does.
You got to build a community of respect. The disrespectful language that Donald Trump uses about racial minorities, accusing the president of not being a United States citizen, immigrants, women, people who worship as Muslims.
Donald Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, says Trump is on track.
In a political campaign, things can get a little rough and tumble, but I'll tell you, he and I stand shoulder to shoulder in the belief that we can make America great again.
Both were on CBS's Face the Nation. The Cedar Rapids School District in Iowa has canceled classes for 3 days and closed its offices because of flooding expected in Iowa's second largest city. Today's NFL game in Charlotte, North Carolina is being played under tight security. Police in riot gear are ringing Bank of America Stadium as protests continue over the fatal shooting Tuesday by police of Keith Scott. About 100 protesters were outside the stadium. This is AP Radio News. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Samantha Power says Russia and Syrian President Bashar Assad are engaging in barbarism in Syria.
Instead of helping get life-saving aid to civilians, Russia and Assad are bombing the humanitarian convoys, hospitals, and first responders who are trying desperately to keep people alive.
And Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is appalled by the current spike in violence around Aleppo in Syria. The International Committee for the Red Cross says it has delivered food, medical supplies, and other supplies to four besieged towns in Syria. At the first air show ever in North Korea, an F-16 fighter jet buzzed through the sky and launched fireworks. It was actually a remote-controlled mock-up of the fabled U.S. Air Force fighter. It's odd considering the outrage North Korea regularly expresses over the presence of U.S. troops and Air Force bases in South Korea. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.